Iris felt she had been mistaken to come. He looked disappointingly different from what she had expected. In street clothes, he gained little and lost more, a warrior's quality he had showed in his uniform. Whatever difference could it have made to her that this particular one had slumped? She was amazed at her sentimentality. They drove along the lit highway to where the lake turned up into Indiana, and they could see the lumpy yellow dunes along the shore. Roy turned into a winding dirt road, and before long they came to this deserted beach, enclosed in a broken arc of white birches. They walked along the shore and then to a cluster of birches. Iris sat on the ground under one of the trees and slipped off her shoes. Her movements were graceful. She made her big feet seem small. He sat nearby, his eyes on her. He asked her why she had stood up for him the other night. "I don't know," Iris sighed. "You're a Knights fan, ain't you?"
"No."
"Then how come? I don't get it." "I like to read about the different players."
"You read about my slump?"
"Yes,
and before that of your triumphs."
"Ever see me play before the other night?"
She shook her head.
"Once then, and again yesterday."
"Well, why'd you come the first time?"
She rubbed her cigarette into the dirt. "Because I hate to see a hero fail. There are so few of them." She said it seriously, and he felt she meant it. "I felt that if you knew people believed in you, you'd regain your power. That's why I stood up. I hadn't meant to before I came. It happened naturally."
"Were you praying for me to smack one over the roof?"
"I hoped you might become yourself again."
"I was jinxed," Roy explained to her. "But when you stood up, and I saw you with that red dress on, and thought to myself, she is with me, even if nobody else is, it broke the whammy."